The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues in our state.
Good morning, and welcome to the Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the Cork and Clay Layer, an underground formation that plays a powerful role in California's groundwater movement and management. Beneath the vast productive farmland of the San Joaquin Valley lies an invisible but critical feature, the Cork and Clay Layer, a thick sheet of clay that stretches across the region. This formation, deposited tens of thousands of years ago by ancient lakes, acts as a natural barrier within the groundwater system, dividing shallow and deep aquifers. For centuries, groundwater was extracted without much concern for this buried layer. But as pumping increased over time, especially during California's dry periods, the clay layer's presence became a key factor in land subsidence. Today, the Cork and Clay Layer is both a challenge and an opportunity in water management. On the one hand, its ability to trap water above and below makes it difficult for groundwater recharge efforts to reach deeper aquifers. On the other hand, it creates distinct storage zones, influencing water banking strategies and aquifer recharge projects. With the implementation of California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, understanding how this clay layer affects groundwater movement has become even more critical. Water managers must consider where recharge water can effectively infiltrate, how pumping impacts land subsidence, and what role the clay layer plays in water storage capacity. Innovative projects, such as strategic recharge basins placed above areas where the cork and clay is thin or absent, are helping overcome these challenges. As California faces ongoing drought cycles and increasing demand for reliable groundwater, understanding the role of the cork and clay layer will be crucial for sustainable water management. By leveraging technology, data, and collaborative recharge strategies, water managers can work within the natural constraints to protect and restore groundwater supplies for the future. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.